Early Writings, page 271. I heard those clothed with armor speak forth the truth with great power. It had effect. Many had been bound, some wives by their husband and some children by their parents. The honest who had been prevented from hearing the truth now eagerly laid hold upon it. All fear of their relatives was gone, and the truth alone was exalted to them. They had been hungering and thirsting for truth. It was dearer and more precious than life. I asked what had made this great change. An angel answered, "It is the latter rain, the refreshing from the presence of the Lord, the loud cry of the third angel." Brothers and sisters, if I have the refreshing from the presence of the Lord, if I'm privileged enough to partake in that time period, and I have the refreshing from the presence of the Lord, it's because I have the latter rain, and I'm proclaiming the loud cry. That's the prophetic time period that is being designated by these symbolic references. If that is the case, if I have the refreshing from the presence of the Lord, the latter rain is falling upon my heart, I'm giving the loud cry, it means that my sins have already went beforehand in the judgment and they've been blotted out. And it also means that it has taken place prior, at least at the beginning of the final warning message, when probation is still open for people outside of Adventism, at least, at minimum that much, for the 11th hour workers. It doesn't take place, this blotting out of sins, doesn't take place as the final act in the sanctuary in heaven, except from one point of view. The judgment is progressive. There will come, theoretically, there is going to come the final person in the judgment that will be saved. The last person that's going to be judged, the records are going to be looked at. He's going to be the final one that is looked at and saved. And brothers and sisters, when that final one of the saved is looked out and Christ does as he's done with all the other living saved during that time, he's reviewed that person's record and said, yes, he's ready for the seal of God. His sins have been sent forward and he's been converted. I'm going to blot out his sins, but that is the end of the judgment. Michael will stand up at that point. In that sense, it will come to an end when probation closes, but only in that sense, and it's only correctly understood if we're going to